Every street linking the Place de la République and the Place de la Nation 2 miles away was full of people walking in silence. Unlike most demonstrations in France, on Sunday there were no chants nor songs. Every once in a while the crowd would break into applause. And occasionally they'd sing the national anthem, the Marseillaise. People had the phrase, Je suis Charlie, I am Charlie, pinned to their coats or written on posters. The phrase has become the slogan of support for the 12 people killed at the Charlie Hebdo magazine. For many older people in the crowd, the march brought out a sense of nostalgia for the magazine that embodied the rebelliousness of their youth.
It was very provocative.
You liked that provocation.
Of
that was
course,
something that really
appealed. It was fun. I think it's typical of the French spirit.
Did you always find them funny?
Yeah. Sometimes I disagree with their drawings, but still.
It was a crazy, crazy newspaper with foolish things.
Did it shock you at the time?
No. It was an alternative culture, but also a kind of pishnet against power. I am not a reader today, but I am for this kind of freedom.
That kind of freedom, press freedom, was one of the reasons for this march. But Paris-based Reporters Without Borders, which defends freedom of the press, said it was outraged by the presence there of heads of state of countries where, quote, journalists and bloggers are systematically persecuted, including Egypt, Russia, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates. The presence of Saudi officials also drew criticism 2 days after a blogger, Raif Badawi, was publicly flogged for allegedly insulting Islam during a debate in an online forum. Saudi authorities sentenced Badawi to 10 years in prison and weekly lashings for what many say was his leftist criticism of the Saudi regime. His supporters took to social media using the slogan, Je suis Raif, in an attempt to channel some of the outrage generated by the Charlie Hebdo attack towards the protection of free speech beyond French borders. Sarah Elzis, FSRN, Paris.